1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
Phone tapping time, and overall, who's the happiest person on this show?
Jose.
Yeah, I was gonna say me,
he's
but
like,
I didn't want
to. He's like a puppy. He's just wagging his tail constantly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now on I'm average, like, hey, we're gonna do a phone tap.
It's definitely Jose. Yeah. I mean, some of our listeners wonder how he could possibly laugh as much as he does, but it's just really who he is.
It
just,
is. Mm-hmm. Come to a comedy show, you'll see. That's really who I am.
I was gonna say, think of a baby. Same mentality. They laugh a lot too.
That's a really.
There's
good
a lot
one.
Of colors on the board. That, yeah. So it makes me smile.
Oh yeah, he's bursting with positive energy. But what happens when he feels that he's been wronged?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
He gets upset.
Oh, no.
And he demands answers.
Yeah. Uh-oh. It's a different Jose you're not used to, guys. Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if that's how he is in real life. Probably not. He probably just plays more video games. But in the phone tap world, it's different.
Yeah.
And today, Jose calls a department store because he's upset about something.
Uh-oh.
And you're going to hear Jose have no chill in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. Mornings on the 20s.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling department store. This is Lisa. How can I help you?
Hi, Lisa. My name's Jerry, and I'm a customer of yours, and I'm just going to be up front and tell you I'm not very happy right now.
Okay, so I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm curious. Do you have a policy where you're supposed to lie to your customers, or am I the only one being lied to?
I'm not sure what is going on with your situation, but maybe if you could explain it to me.
Well, look, I was in your store about a month ago, and I bought a pair of running shoes from you.
Okay. Was there something wrong with the shoes?
Was something wrong with them? That's an understatement.
Sir, well, if you could be just a little bit more specific, I can't help you unless you tell me exactly what's wrong.
Okay, fine. Here's the situation. My whole life, I've had a goal to finish a marathon, just one time.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought a pair of running shoes from you.
Oh, okay. I'm listening.
Yeah, and I finished dead last.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But, did you not just hear what I said? I bought your professional running shoes, went into a race, and did the worst anyone could possibly do in that race, ma'am.
So what?
There was even a small dog in one of those little, like, two-wheeled cart thingies, and it beat me to the finish line.
What?
It was completely embarrassing. I swear I saw kids laughing at me as I crossed. And I would like to know what you are going to do about that.
I'm just a little bit confused. Are you saying that the shoes were the problem?
Well, yeah, it wasn't me. I trained for 2 days before the event.
2 days?
Yes, and I even stopped eating junk food an hour before the race.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was the shoes. I don't know if you're an investigator, but put two and two together, please.
I'm not an investigator.
Obviously.
Okay. I have run track in the past, and I know that you need to train for a lot longer than 2 days for a marathon, so...
Okay, look, it was technically a half marathon, so maybe your rules of training are different for this one.
So, I'm sorry that you lost the race.
You don't sound sorry, to be honest.
Well, I really
am. Like maybe an apology?
I did apologize. I said I was sorry.
I wanted a sincere apology.
I understand that you trained really hard, kind of. But our policy is that once you've worn the shoes, and obviously you wore them, that they cannot be returned.
Is this some kind of scam that you're running over there?
What?
Okay, because I don't fall for crap like this.
No.
You can't spam me.
No, it's not a scam, sir. It's our policy. I mean, you just admitted to me that you took the shoes, you ran a marathon, and you lost badly, and now you want to blame the shoes.
So what? Oh, so what are you trying to suggest? Like, I didn't, like, run in a straight line? Like, it was my fault?
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just telling you what the policy is. The policy is that shoes cannot be returned.
Okay, because if you're asking if I ran a straight line, the answer is I didn't. Because I did a lot of research.
All right, okay,
you're a runner.
Sir.
You probably know about crocodile style.
What?
Yeah, I did the crocodile run. You know, like, to get away from a crocodile, you tell you to zigzag instead of running in a straight line. So, yeah, I zigzagged.
Oh,
but it didn't
God.
Matter what my strategy was at all, because we all know the shoes were the real problem here.
I mean, it sounds like there are a lot of issues going on.
Yeah. with the shoes.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, sir, we are not taking those shoes back. Well, don't know what to tell you.
Okay, if you can't give me a refund, could you at least switch them out for some Heelys or something? Like the shoes with the wheels on them?
Sir, listen, no.
Because that'll make the zigzags go a lot faster now that I think about it.
That can't be done either. Like, this is getting a little bit ridiculous at this point.
Yeah, no, I agree. This is completely ridiculous, especially because I made all this up, and you're still acting professional, and you really think I zigzagged in a marathon.
Huh?
Sorry, this isn't real. This is Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God. I was seriously about to hang up. Like, this is dumb.
Your boyfriend John's the one that set you up. He said you work at a department store and get all kinds of weird questions about running shoes.
I am going to kill him. Oh, my God.
I can hear your eyes rolling, like, that whole time.
Wow, you got me good. Definitely got me good.
But seriously, you sir on track. You're telling me you never heard of the crocodile zigzag strategy?
Oh, my God, no.
I'll beat you in a race. Backwards.
Okay.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.